Yeah.
Is this Mr. Black? I have special Chinese delivery.
Chinese? I don't know any Chinese.
Pizza?
Oh, yeah, pizza. Yeah, order pizza. Right, let you in.
What? Is that a moose? No!
Oh, Ich schleide, ich schleide, sind nicht eingefallen, ich schiebe.
My name is DJ Moose, and this is the 25th episode of the DJ Moose Show, and as my special kidnapped guest tonight, much against his will, I have with me none other than the famed DJ Mr. Black, the resident DJ at Darkwave Nights for the last 12 years, going on 13. DJ Mr. Black, thank you for letting me kidnap you.
You're welcome. It's good to be here on this milestone anniversary, freaking 25th anniversary, and the kidnapping. Where's my pizza?
I think the moose ate it. We started this show off with, what, Mr. Black?
We started off with, an old favorite of mine, N1 being one of my favorite bands, Hi, which turned out to be, not a very popular song, a very unknown N1 song, not as popular as, say, Military Fashion Show or, even Panzermensch. Turned out to be a B-side. It's a hardline mix of High. Following that, we had Mal Havoc, Toronto band. It's been around for quite a long time now. I've discovered them back in the early 90s when they did a cover of Happy House and they had a pretty good album. So, you know, fast forward years later and they do a pretty kick-ass rendition of Human Fly, in my opinion.
Excellent. Following that, we had Inscape, I believe, with Im Einer Ick, the Blut Engel mix.
Yes, that's Dina Lakayan on vocals. Just a great song all around. The original is just as good as the Blut Engel mix. I just have like the Blut Engel mix just a little bit more because that's more a little bit more punch to it. That's about it.
Excellent. And then we followed that up with
this Aching Kiss by Celluloid, which is one of those little songs that you probably have heard in many a club in Montreal, My Night or other nights, and it's just so damn catchy and so electro poppy that you know, every time I play it, even you'll probably be able to see me in a DJ booth, and you'll see me jigging a little bit at it. You know, you'll see me like just dancing a little.
We'll see you get jiggy with it.
Oh yeah, what you're saying. Of course.
Excellent. Speaking of your night, you are the DJ at Darkwave Nights, where you DJ with DJ Ariel, who starts the nights off. And so tell me about Darkwave Nights for all those who haven't listened to me before go on and on about Darkwave Nights and who don't know what it is. What is Darkwave Nights?
Darkwave Nights has gone through a lot of incarnations. We started off in 97 and we were at a club called Purple Haze, which you'll now know as Sapphire, but back then it was called Purple Haze. We were there for about a year, and before Purple Haze closed down, we were like the only night that was sort of keeping it afloat for the time being. And everybody knows you can't make any, a club can't make money off goth nights. It's just the way it is. So we basically started our night doing the flip side of what other nights were doing. We started off with just obscurities, and that's pretty much it. So people came to our night because it was completely different at the time. We moved on from that club to Ezra, which was another, which had a very good underground little feel to it, where we sort of like continued what we were doing, evolved a little bit. People who followed us from Purple Haze followed us there. And we continued on to Redemption for a very brief time because that club, it sucked. I hated being there, so I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. So once we struck up a deal with Sapphire, I took it immediately. Sapphire were gracious enough to have us on the first floor originally. And what I noticed is when we came to the first floor, there was a Britpop night upstairs. We were downstairs originally. And didn't do very well. The reason why is because we were following the same old formula. It was the same kind of music we were doing. And we didn't realize that after all that time, we had to evolve or get lost, you know? So, and at the time, I was listening to a bunch of other stuff as well. I mean, all the stuff that was really coming in, like that's when EBM really started really, really, really coming to the clubs, like a lot and full and tenfold. I started playing a lot more of that, and so what would happen is it took a little bit of time. We got canceled originally from Sapphire, from the first floor. We were there for maybe about a month, and what happened was they had me along with two other DJs doing a night upstairs on Saturday, which was basically a straight-on industrial EBM synth pop. That's it, night. No goth, just that. And it was fine, and I had fun doing it up until I got bored of playing the same damn music all the time, because I found there was no variety, and I was getting really, I was getting kind of depressed. I didn't really like it anymore, and I wanted my night back, and people were coming up to me asking me if Darker Nights was ever going to return again. So I brought that again to the owners, to the owner, and the owner, just the owner, Stefan, and he gave us a chance. He had Plastic Patrick and Xavier Caffeine, who are really well known in the rock and roll garage scene in Montreal, downstairs, and he had us upstairs. And I told him that he has to let us grow as a night. So I told him, like, you don't cancel us in a month. You don't cancel us in 2 months. You let us grow. You give us some time. Give us at least 4 months or so. And that's exactly what he did. We went on and we grew. It took some time because Plastic Patrick and Xavier Caffeine downstairs for their Panic Night had a clientele, a huge pack of them, almost immediately. It took us a while. People started trickling slowly and surely, but then the people from downstairs came upstairs, and it just became, well, it became less of just a straight on goth nights and became more of a big underground party for everybody, because it's really cool that there were people who went to the downstairs who don't know much about this music, but came upstairs and loved it. And those are the people right now that have actually bought albums from Covenant and whatnot because of that kind of thing. So it's good to know. So we continued on, and ever since then, we've been like going on strong. It's been, luckily for us, with a huge, huge help from the scene, the local scene. And also, of course, for the people who come in, because every week when I do this, my night, we have people who come in and are there kind of like to check it out and see what it's about, and they either return or they don't return, but a lot of them do return, and you know, it kind of brings that kind of music more into focus, which is great, because I mean, it's, you're supposed to spread it. So what I did is went through, so I made sure that when Darker Nights went through a kind of like a bit of an evolution when it comes to music. We started off as obscure goth. We did a lot more of that. Now we're at the point where we're playing a lot more EBM, and especially me, Oliver, DJ Uriel, who starts off the night between 10 midnight, who plays a pivotal part in the night because of the dark electro he plays and the goth stuff he plays and the other weird alternative stuff he plays. Just, it's his thing. He's able to sort of like kind of bring forward this sort of music, which is kind of necessary in our night, because it does balance everything out. People think that it doesn't. People are like, why don't you start off with, like, you know, boom boom, you know, from the beginning of the night? And I'm completely against that. I think that you do, if I did a night like that, it would be no different than the night I did that Saturday with three other DJs, were just spinning one type of music. It would be, you know, there would be no diversity to it. So I think that this balances it out a lot more. I do get to spin some alternative or goth during the night anyways, my own, but I think that it works out better, and it kind of like does kind of like mark of an evolution of Dark Wave Nights and what we're about right now. And we're taking the music that's been that you've been accustomed to for years, the new stuff, the up-and-coming stuff, and just meshing it together. The thing about my night, which puts it apart from other nights, is I will not shove new music down your throat. I realize that people are there to dance, have a good time, and people, you know, like, last thing you want is people, like, standing around going, like, I don't know the song, it might be good or not, but I'm not having fun, you know? So people pay their $5 to come to the club. They want to dance, they want to drink, they want to, you know, so I'm going to give them that. And I don't really give a flying fuck if people think that I'm like, you play the same songs over and over again. It's like, so what? I mean, okay, granted, they request the same songs over and over again. But I have no qualms about that. I mean, yeah, it gets tedious after a while, and I try to mix it up as much as I can. But when it comes down to it, I'm more interested in the crowd having a good time there more than anything else. I'm not there to educate. I'm there to provide like a club atmosphere, some fun, and I'll put in some new stuff. And you know, you'll hear it when you hear it.
And you're also very good at bringing in guest DJs who bring in a lot of their own sort of different stuff and different styles. So
exactly, and it's really important that we have guest DJs. A lot of other clubs. I remember a lot of other nights, other DJs telling me, "Oh, we don't need guest DJs. Like, you know, we don't need any of that." And I realized, well, it's a pretty pompous way of thinking, right? So you know, you need to have, you need to bring out new music with DJs who are able to sort of like bring out what they do. Now, when I do have a guest DJ at my night, they don't play for more than an hour, and I think an hour of either of, I mean, they could be playing everything from hits to complete obscurity to whatever. It's a mixed bag. It could be anything. It's fun depending on which DJ it is. They bring in their, they, you know, some of them have a following of people, some of them don't. You know, some of them are just people who just have a good variety of music and when they want to spin. Or they're DJs who had like great nights back in the 90s and now have radio shows and they come on and you know they do a great job and they spin.
Like no one listening to this or doing this interview right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm not mentioning any names or any Canadian animals, but you know, I'm just saying that we have a nice variety of DJs that come along, and I've had DJs who are completely into the electro scene, and you know, they spun their electro thing. They kind of adapted to the night, but they, you know, they're there to sort of show a new side of music every now and again, a new song. So when we're not doing that, we have guest DJs who are there to promote. Like a good example is DJ Chaotic, who's there pretty often. Reason why is because Chaotic is one of the hardest working promoters in the scene we have right now, and he's there to, well, we're there to help him as much as possible to bring in shows like the upcoming Nitzreb show and whatnot, Kinetic, and because it is vital to our city, to our scene, to have that coming our way, because that's what separates us apart from a lot of other cities that are not doing very well with this kind of music, you know. So we have a scene that's willing to contribute to this music and willing to promote it and willing to come out and watch these shows or go to the clubs and enjoy it, and we want to keep it up, but we don't want to chip them either. So I'm not gonna sit there and, like, you know, tell them, like, well, we're just gonna hear this new stuff which you know, you're gonna like it and that's it, because I'm spinning it, because well, you know, that's arrogance. It's not being a DJ, and I'm not DJ AM. I'm not like a guy who can basically fart in the mic and people are gonna be like, I love the way it sounds, you know, and dance, right? So this is actual, you know, like getting people, you know, sweating on the dance floor, getting them, you know, having some fun. So it takes a bit of skill if you don't have, you know, that kind of like marketability that's a worldwide reputation, right? So it's very different.
Excellent. On that, we're going to continue with some more music, and we'll be right back with the kidnapped DJ Mr. Black right after this. Cool.
Gaston. of a lifetime. I just can't think of England. I can't see the picture. I'm still running from the fire, the fire. I just can't think of England. I can't see the picture. I'm still running from the fire, the fire, the fire.
Oh, blood ink, write it down in red. Scribe the words happy meal right across your head. Tired of getting walked on, treated like a sheep. Don't blame me for all the years that you were asleep. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, time for surgery. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, shut your eyes. Eyes. Televised mass poison, spitting at the screen. Keep the masses deluded with fabricated dreams. Powdered God in a bag from the Vatican. I want you to fuck off as hard as you can. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, time for surgery. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, shut your eyes, eyes. Heaven has burst open, now it's raining bones. The chaos will erode you, breeding little clones. Born of a fallen rib from the monkey's womb. Overcooked by cathode rays of old to consume. 100% lost time was the last time. 100% 100% rot. Rot. 100% rot. Fucked. Eating from the butcher's slab, becoming what they meet. Restrained and roasted while they gorge, strapped into the seat. Bathing in your arrogance, dining will ensue. God made me a cannibal to fix problems like you. Relax. 100% lost time was the last time. 100% 100% rot. Rot. 100% rot. 100% lost time was the last time. 100% 100% rot. Rot. 100% rot. 100% 100% rot. Lost time was the last time. 100% 100% rot. Rot. 100% rot. 100% lost time was the last time. 100% 100% rot. Rot.
100%. My name is DJ Moose. And I'm here with DJ Mr. Black, the kidnapped DJ Mr. Black, who's tied to my chair since it's been so difficult to get him to come onto my show. I had to drag him here. and pretend I was delivering pizza to his house. So he's here under duress, and I'm making him play songs so all of you can enjoy. And DJ Mr. Black, what did we just hear?
These ropes are really burning, man. Okay, well, we just heard Assemblage 23, Dirt, which is a great example of the direction of Assemblage 23 is taking right now with their new album. Dirt is a song from the previous EP, so it's not from the new album at all, but it does give a good heads up as to what to expect from them for the new album, because they've gone more of the edge, the way of electronic almost. It's very different than the EBM that we're all accustomed to, which is very refreshing actually. I kind of like the direction they've been taking. It's good to hear something a little bit more refreshing from these bands, and the Summer 23 with what they're doing right now, and it's a great example, and Dirt is just a terrific song. Following that was IMX, one of my favorite bands. The last album, Think of England, that's where this track is from. Think of England is the track we played. The last album, Kingdom of Welcome Addiction, is where it's from, and stellar album, one of the best albums of the year. Terrific. IMX are just fantastic. This song is just amazing, and you'll probably be hearing a lot more from them in the near future. Following that was The Faint. Needless to say, one of my favorite bands of all time. I figured I'd pick pretty much any Faint song, and I decided to pick Mirror Error. I mean, I'm looking at a bunch of albums to pick from, so I decided to pick something from the new album, and that's not The Geeks Who Are Right or something popular. Terrific song, love it. Not much more I could say about The Faint other than they're just amazing and they're terrific, so listen to them. Following that is Client, another great band, reminiscent of Ladytron and all these like women in electronic bands. Let's Go Out, terrific song. Love that album, Heartland. It's on. It's another great band. Martin Gore from Depeche Mode apparently has a hand in their more later stuff. Angel Spit followed all that with 100%, which is the Combi Christ Flux mix. And that song in particular, the original which was on the just a regular track, CD1 of a double CD album. I like the original. I listened to the remix and I thought it was a lot more hard-hitting and it made me really like the song. So I played on dance floor, or I played at the club at the dance floor, really hits hard with it, and it's just a fun song and just a good example of electronic done well.
So when I release these ropes, where can we expect to find you, or what can we expect coming up in the next few months?
I'll be doing what I normally do, which is every Friday night at Sapphire, Dark Wave Nights. You can always find me there spinning, with DJ Uriel opening up from 10 to midnight. After that, it's me usually for the whole night, unless I have a guest DJ, which is an hour segment, as I spoke to about before. Aside from that, I only have a handful of events, special events happening, one of which being the Kinetic event. I'll be probably doing a guest spot there for one of the nights, I believe the last night of the Kinetic Fest. And before that, actually, between now and then, there'll probably be another Nevermore night, which is a night that's old school, goth, industrial, whatnot, 80s, new wave, alternative, that's brought together by the Corella Gang, who have the infamous Corella Goth Shop in Montreal. And they hold this night in different times of the year. It may happen 2 months from now, it may happen 3 months from now, it may happen tomorrow. It can, you know, so it's one of those nights that just like pops up whenever. So it depends on the venue that you're gonna pick. Last time it was at the Catacombs. That's right. I forgot. I realized that there was some bad sound back when we did it at the Catacombs. I wasn't really too thrilled about that. But apparently, if they do it there again, everything's supposed to be an improvement. If not, it'll be another location. We don't know yet. But I don't know yet. They haven't really spoke to me about it. But they did tell me that there will be another one, and it'll be happening relatively soon. So it's gonna be myself again and DJ Faith. Well, of course, we're the two old geezers from the old days, from all the clubs, who are still kind of like have a night going on, and
because the big thing with the Nevermore Nights is you only play music from before the year 2000, right?
Exactly. It's all before the year 2000. Nothing after. So yeah. If you want to hear the old stuff, that's the night to go to. If you're looking for Comedy Christ, you're out of luck. That's gonna be the that's the whole basically the niche about it. It also attracts more of an older crowd, the people who are. You know, who kind of like don't like going out to clubs anymore because, well, they find there's too much, you know, young kids and too much new music and whatnot, and they're all like all grumpy and they're all like, I want to hear the old stuff again. So, you know, this is for them. So, you know.
Right, and the best way for people to get more information about the Nevermore Nights is on their Facebook page. You can just join Nevermore, do a search for Nevermore, but you can also find them on, you were saying?
On the Corella, Facebook group. Corella always posted. Because since it is them putting it together, they post it up on Facebook. So you could either join the Nevermore group or the Corella group, and you'll get the information like pretty fast. Because I mean, if there's any medium that they're using, it's going to be Facebook. If not, it's going to be me on posting it on my personal Facebook.
Yeah, on your Dark Wave Night or on your.
I don't post it on Dark Wave. I post it only on like my own personal Peter Black
status, you know, right?
Whatever.
So if you want to be friends with Peter, because he's friends with more people than I am.
Yeah, be my friend.
Speaking of friends, this is DJ Moose, and this is episode 25 of the DJ Moose Show. And just a little note, I have a new podcast, a stream that will be available at the same time as this show is available. So if you're listening to this, head on over to the djmoose.ca website, and you can sign up to get the RSS feeds that you can listen to in your favorite RSS reader or in iTunes. And it's the DJ Moose Roadkill Megamix, Moose versus Machine. It's 1 hour of solid dark dance music. I hope you enjoy it, and go download it today. So we're going to finish episode 25 of the DJ Moose Show off with what songs from the very tightly secured kidnapped DJ Mr. Black.
These ropes really hurt, man. Well,
I hope they're not chafing too much.
No, it's all right. I mean, there's a little bit of redness around the wrists, but you know what you're gonna do. Like I'll just like I've, just
nothing like a little rope burn for you fetishists.
Yeah, here we go. It really hurts, man. Anyways, what I want to mention above all is the fact that you'll notice in my whole what I picked musically for this podcast, not one song from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Now it's established. Everybody knows I'm a big, huge fan of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I love Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
In case you didn't know, DJ Mr. Black loves Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Exactly. But, you know, we've already established that. So there's no real point of putting Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds in this podcast because, well, you know what I'm going to pick from and whatever. If you want to hear it, people who like Nick Cave and have his CDs, go out and play them right now. You know,
I have to say, DJ Mr. Black and I share pretty much the same musical tastes. With one exception, and that's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That just never grew on me. But that's me, and DJ Mr. Black is my kidnapped guest. So
there's no accounting for taste. so what we'll be playing, what we will be,
which is not Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Exactly, it will not be Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Unfortunately,
let's just keep saying Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds until everyone doesn't want to listen to the show anymore.
Yeah, it won't be Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds or Tom Waits, which.
No, no Tom Waits either.
No, not Tom Waits either.
Not in this. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if I were to play it, but not in this episode.
No, well, but I will guarantee you that I'll probably end up playing it on future episodes if I'm ever invited or kidnapped again by DJ Moose, which is very likely to happen because he has this technique about pizza. I'm not going to get into it right now. Anyways.
It's a little embarrassing for him. I think he got duped.
Yeah, he got duped big time. He owed me a pizza. So we're going to start off with Tiram Schmier. Well, not much more to say about Tiram Schmier other than he's fantastic. He's an electro wizard. I got the opportunity to meet him once, and he's just great. The song I picked is A Mess from the Radio Blackout album. I could have picked Monster Truck Driver, Game's Not Over, or a slew of others, but I figured I'd pick that one just because I don't hear it often enough. So there you go. Following that is Covenant, because I have to get some Covenant in there somewhere. So I picked Rising Sun from the Northern Light album, just because it's a great track. Again, one of those tracks that's not played often enough, and I just like it. It's great. It's very, to me, that's what Covenant's all about, and it's a good example. Following that is Unterart, with a song called Now or Never. I don't know much else about them other than this song. I sort of like just came across it, heard it once, thought to myself this would be great on the dance floor. Played on the dance floor, does really well, very catchy, but basically a song made for the dance floor and nothing more than that. But altogether, just a fun song. Following that is Comar Commando, of which was Sebastian Comar, was of course one half of Zombie Girl, which may or may not be defunct.
Well, they did have that recent song that I played in the Halloween episode, the Halloween song by Zombie Girl.
Which is, I guess, maybe it's a...
Does it mean they're back together? Who knows?
Maybe it's a good omen. Who knows? You know, but...
it's kind of like Icon of Coil touring without Sebastian Comar, because that's also happening, but anyway.
Yeah, it's all really strange, but, you know, there's a lot of... You know, Icon of Coil is just a band full of animosity regardless. So, I mean, they have some inner turmoil and some major issues happening there, so I'm not going to get into that, because that's a whole different...
I think we need another show for that.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case, what we're going to do instead of Zombie Girl is a terrific, terrific band. Last album is fantastic. So hey, you know, Zombie Girl people, are you? If you're all into that band, keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully they'll come out with a new album. For the time being, though, we're going to leave you. We're going to have Comar Commando with Love Your Neighbor. Great, great, aggressive, but fun dance floor track. Just a whole lot of movement to this song. Terrific. Not much more I can say about it. It blew me away the first time I heard it. Following that is Solitary Experiments, another one of my favorite bands, with a song called Delight. A really, really chill, nice track that sort of starts is completely seamless, just flows terrifically. Great, great track. And topping it all off, I figured I'd top it all off in a complete downer. So, of course, what better way to do that than with Blue Tangle and with I'm Dying Alone. A song you may have heard of Darker Nights, because I usually play it towards the end of the night. Because, well, to be honest with you, it's kind of fun to watch, watch people get bummed out. You know, after hearing Game FDM, Front 242, Comic Curse, and whatnot, and then you hear this, and damn it, you know, like... You either want to drink more, or you just want to like throw yourself down the stairs. So,
which, if you're wearing platforms, is very convenient.
Exactly, but let me just say right now that I do not condone any kind of self throwing down the stairs of any way, or any kind of like self mutilation or any of that. You want to do that,
especially in platforms.
Exactly, especially in platforms. Come on, that's just crazy. So what we have is I'm Dying Alone with Blue Tangle. It is a great track, though. I mean, in all seriousness, I find it's depressing as hell, but it's a nice track, you know.
Well, thank you very much, DJ Mr. Black, for letting me kidnap you, although you didn't really have much choice in the matter, and we hope to have you back on the show again. And thank you all for tuning in to episode 25 of the DJ Moose Show. Don't forget to download the new DJ Moose Roadkill Megamix Moose versus Machine, and we'll see you for episode 26.
Thank you for having me, and I promise I will be back on my own volition. And there won't be any need for these fucking ropes or any kind of handcuffs or any kind of restraintment material for that matter. So, or fake pizza suggestions or
any pepperoni sticks.
None of that. No meats on sticks either.
either way. residential area.
Here we go.
lacerdas.